I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So our producer, Rebecca, here in just a second is going to tell you that it actually sucks worse to lose weight than it is to have the weight on.
So many people are going to come through the radio and want to just smack you upside your now svelte face.
I can't wait to hear the take, but I do want to ask this question before you get into it.
Yeah.
Because of political correctness now, and I have held off on saying anything, but it's clear that you have lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
But in a politically correct world, is that supposed to be acknowledged at all, or is there a way to acknowledge it without it being offensive? Like, it used to be like, hey, you look great. But then looking great is associated with being skinny, and I know that's a bad thing. So what are you supposed
to
say?
And what are you trying to say? I look bad when I was fat. Now I look great because I'm skinny?
Exactly what I'm trying to stay away from. So what is the politically correct thing to compliment somebody, or if when you see a change, or do you just shut up about it?
That's interesting, because it is one of the reasons that I have listed as my downsides to losing weight, because okay, people really don't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
They don't know how to approach you. So, I've gotten random reactions.
Well, I also think there's an extra level here, and I know we don't talk about it a lot anymore, because mm-hmm. the weight loss, I'm assuming, came from the treatments of cancer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Even though you started this journey beforehand,
mm-hmm.
this seems like a very extreme way to go to lose weight.
I mean,
do not recommend. 10 out of 10, do not recommend.
Was it worth it? No, I don't know how many times I have heard someone say, I hate to say this, but you look great. And I'm like, you could just say I look great. Like, mm-hmm. it's fine. It's okay. Like, I think no matter what anyone really says, like, losing weight, like, you do feel sort of like a sense of pride about it. You do feel probably pretty good about it. Honestly, I love fat me. Like, I loved who I was when I was fat. I thought I was beautiful. And so when someone, like, talks about, like, when someone says something that makes me feel like they're insulting fat me, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone just...
Which sounds like what?
Something like, you look, I've had people say you look better, which I don't like that.
No.
I don't like when someone says you look better.
Mm-hmm.
If someone just tells me that I look great, I can assume that they're probably saying I look better. But just saying you look great, I appreciate that. I think that's nice.
All right. So what sucks about losing weight?
Oh, losing weight sucks. I hate being skinny. Bella Hadid, she won't stop calling me. I'm like, Bella, I'm not going to Milan. It's okay. Your career not in danger. Yeah. I came on like a few months ago to talk about how like the downsides of losing weight, but I think back then it was more obvious to me that I was losing weight because I could tell with my clothes and just looking in the mirror. But I think today, and you can correct me if I'm wrong and tell me I look fat, but I think today it yeah. seems sort of more obvious to other people that uh-huh. I've lost kind of a significant amount of weight. And you guys know, obviously, it's based on my history. I had surgery on my tongue. A portion of it was resected and removed. So one thing to know about me is that I'm really lazy. So if you make something like eating just the least bit harder, I'm not going to do it.
You do not have to share if you do not want to, but just for people listening to get an idea, like, Do you have an amount that you have lost since you started this journey?
Yes. So just with my history, with everything, with my tongue, with my dry mouth, and like just the sheer power of portion control, I have lost almost 70 pounds.
Whoa. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I think it was, I forgot to weigh myself today because I wanted an accurate reading, but it was like 68 last time I checked. I'm like, Abby will be dead.
So can you still taste?
I can.
Okay.
So I had like I think it was like a quarter of my tongue removed. I have the whole rest of my tongue. I have my whole mouth. I can taste. I can taste everything.
Okay.
Actually, things taste a lot like spicier. Like things are hotter. I have to be very careful with what I eat now. But yeah, I can eat whatever I want. It's just since I eat slower. I have to drink water a lot with my meals. All things that you're supposed to do and are very healthy to do. But yeah, makes me eat better, and I'm eating a lot better.
Do you know my ex-wife has never gotten her taste back from coronavirus?
Oh my God.
Really? She's never gotten it back. Very, very, very little. And she has jokingly said to me, because she's lost some weight too, she wasn't trying to or anything, but the motivation for eating is taste, right? Mm-hmm. And without that, there's no motivation, so she's kept the weight off.
What's the point?
Yeah, right? Mm. Anyway, back to you.
So I have 5 reasons why losing weight sucks. And number one goes deep into what you were talking about, Bert, because I have had this exact conversation with several people recently. It goes exactly like this. Someone sees me. They say, "Are you losing weight?" I say, "I am." Then they say, "On purpose?" And I'm like, no, nothing's wrong with me anymore. Like, cross my fingers, like, keep praying for me if you're the praying type. But no, like, I'm good. Like,
That's awkward.
It's so awkward. And they're not doing anything wrong. Like, it's fine. I think it's just kind of like a follow-up question that just, like, pings in their mind. But just a PSA for people, like, if you have any inkling that someone's, like, weight loss could be because of some sort of issue, just don't bring it up.
Mm. Yeah.
They know they're giving Bella Hadid. It's fine. And other random reactions. Number two, my weight loss has on a number of occasions genuinely frightened people that I know.
Frightened?
Frightened. I have had screams of terror as I have seen people that I haven't seen in a long time. Like my friends and family, I would get up from the Thanksgiving dinner table and my sister would just go, ah!
I can see your bones.
It's like they're just not used to it. Yeah, it's like uncanny valley, I guess, or something.
I mean, 70 pounds is significant. So if they haven't seen you since then, sure.
They're not used to flat Rebecca.
It's startling, yeah.
It's very startling, jarring. But some people are very excited. Number three, my mother, who you have all, I think, met at this point, she, like, defies the boundaries of thinness. She was like the Thomas Edison of being skinny. She invented that. Mm-hmm. She is very excited that I am losing weight and eating healthier. Yeah. So she keeps buying me clothes because she's very happy about it. The only problem with that is that I hate them. I absolutely hate them. I think me and my mom, obviously, we do not share the same sense of fashion. I think I have an obvious kind of sense of style. It's like I serve if a Muppet didn't play about Hot Topic. That's my sense of style.
Okay.
We don't share that. So I have been totally sustaining all of the Goodwills in the Metro Atlanta area just with my donations.
Are there more options now for you to choose from when it comes to fashion and clothes?
That is one of, honestly, my favorite things is getting to, I think a lot of people who are overweight and who have gained a lot of weight keep clothes in their closet. They're like, one day, maybe one day. And now I don't fit in those because I'm too skinny. Mm. And I'm like, it kind of does feel good. Like, it feels good to be able to go to most stores now because I'm still overweight. But I can go into a store and I can fit into most of the things that I want to fit in. And that's awesome.
Whose scale says that you're overweight?
I mean, I would still consider myself overweight. Like, I haven't done my BMI. I still have, like, a pooch.
Don't even look at BMI. Yeah. not yet.
Okay, yeah. I have heard BMI is, like, really outdated stupid. And stuff. Yeah. I'm, like, a schmedium. Okay. That's how I feel. I feel like a schmedium. So, number four, and this is a retread. It's super quick one. I talked about how cold I suddenly got, but I had no idea. I had no idea. I haven't been this weight during winter since, like, 98. And I don't understand how you people do this. It shouldn't be allowed. It doesn't have to be this way.
Layer, 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 man.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's... It sucks.
There are so many people going, God, I want to know that feeling of sucked right there.
The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.